Warning!
The podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you use as a doll anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea anyway.
Any moment of the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead, real or fictional, or real events are entirely coincidental and unintentional.
Unless we're specifically noted otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated, and no celebrity has endorsed any aspect of this show.
Hey, I got an email. You guys are going to have to wait to see what it is.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because I'm being a jerk.
Oh, yeah? Well, I have something that you can't know what it is either.
What?
Because that's horrible English.
What do you have that I can't
know? Well, that's the whole point. I'm not going to tell you.
I got a song.
What
you
song?
Got a song? What song?
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Well, okay. Well, fine.
Damn you all!
Fuck you guys!
Hey everyone, welcome out to The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. I'm Nick Nitro.
I'm John.
Making his entrance like an idiot. This is Jimmy.
I'm not going to speak tonight, I'm only going to speak with the guitar. You ready?
Please don't touch the guitar.
Sorry.
You don't see me reaching over there and pecking on your computer.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You made things appear on my screen!
They're words! I don't understand!
They weren't words, they were gibberish! You ready to start?
Yeah.
I'm Jimmy, by the way.
We already pointed that out.
Mm-hmm.
Nick writes Dribble for Kids.
Yeah, I guess we should do the plugging thing. The thing we do so
John
well.
John writes Dribble for Adults.
That's right.
That's right.
Known as music.
He also helps sponsor our fine program. I don't know where that
came
from.
We don't have sponsors.
I know.
John, the retired adult entertainer.
Oh, my parents just retired.
And I write an actor's nightmare, and this is our show.
Well, we are on a roll today, people. We are on a roll.
Answer some emails. Ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to be.
Dear Nick, Jimmy, and John. Hey guys, what's up? I was tagging this girl the other night. Man, she's such a slut. Don't you love it when girls are sluts and they tell you to choke them and stuff? Isn't that freaking awesome? Like, how girls are sluts? Signed, Darren in Mahogany. Well, Darren in Mahogany, you sound ridiculous because punk teens that sit around and talk about banging girls when they probably don't even know what a boob looks like piss me off. And the punk teens that did it at work the other night for like 6 hours.
Wow, I have no idea what Darren Mahogany is doing listening to our show.
At work the other night, they just sat around and were talking about all these girls and what sluts they were and what they had them do. And I'm like, you boys are full of it. At most, you fell up a girl.
It feels so much better now I know what the hell you're fucking talking about. In the skies of an email from our listeners.
It was an email. It pissed me off so much I scanned the thousands of emails until I found one that was relevant to what pissed me off last week.
Fair enough. But, hey, you heard it. There are these black kids with their newfangled rap music. And all they do is fucking pound it.
I'm not complaining. These kids were white. This is not a racist comment.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Well, damn them white kids and their rap music.
The ones that act like they're black?
Oh,
those guys piss me off, too.
Well, no, like, no.
Let's have old fogies that will complain about what pisses us off.
No, like, I hate to sound like an old man, but I mean,
too late.
I don't care, I don't care if you play your little hop music and the little behind.
Your hop music?
Your jungle music.
Let me go to the Stockholm. Jungle love, driving me mad. Making me crazy.
Oh my god.
Ebony and ivory.
I'm just saying that in a dance setting, I don't mind watching the girls dance to that top 40 music.
Oh, I don't either.
I just keep setting myself up for that one. I just need to stop.
Yeah, I think we should move on to other emails.
Are you getting an email, Nick?
No.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Sure you do.
Hey, Nick, Jimmy, and John.
Oh, I thought you didn't have one.
I guess I found one.
I didn't see it on your desk.
How are you guys doing?
Who wrote that brilliant email?
Peter. from Brooklyn, New York.
Touche, Peter. If you quit wearing your pajamas and fighting crime with your webs, you'd know how we were doing.
I totally did not get that email from my Ultimate Spider-Man books right there.
Whatever, you're a liar.
I know. That's all.
I got an email here from
him.
Oh, here it is.
Is it a musical email? Can you sing it to us?
No, I can't.
Oh, come on.
We should have one whole day where everything you have to say, it has to be in the tune of a song.
Okay.
Hey, wait. Speaking of that real quick, we were talking about birthdays the week you missed, and we couldn't remember when I said your birthday was in December.
Nick, I thought it was in April.
December.
See?
Damn it.
Oh.
April's going to be the one the wedding is.
No, well, when we were trying to get the movie club
April
up and going,
2009?
I thought you said we should do something in April because that's when my birthday is.
Nope.
And I don't. Okay, then I'm on crap.
But I can't remember what day. I said I wanted to say the 21st, but I thought it was wrong.
Close. 20th.
Okay, I was one day off. Sorry.
Wow, I was.
I guess I'm a better friend to John than you are.
Nick rolls for an epic fail. Succeeds.
Epic fail? That's like on Tech Tech in the show.
I got an important email, guys.
Oh,
what's
sorry.
What's your email?
Jesus.
Sorry.
Yes, my lord.
Dear John.
Okay.
Dear John.
It's a Dear John letter? I hate
it
those.
Is a Dear John letter.
Oh, my God.
When it comes to brownies.
Are you talking about the little girl that Nick tries to molest, or are you talking about the big guy?
I do like myself some brownies.
When it comes to brownies, how do you feel about store-bought brownies compared to homemade?
Well, I like personally standing over the brownies.
This is from Schmorgan. From apparently just across the street.
Like Schmorgan.
Wow, I'm so going to make her listen to that. The brownies were delicious. Delicious.
Actually, Schmorgan. I don't know, you got nothing.
As I had said, homemade brownies are better, but she made box Ghirardelli, which is a good brand.
Jimmy is talking about, to keep our listeners up to date with what's going on, his girlfriend, Schmorgan, made...
It's Morgan.
I was going into the guys, what we talked about. So our listeners... Because our listeners are going, wait a minute.
Across the street.
No, like they're going, okay, Schmorgan. Who's this Morgan girl they keep talking about?
They've listened to our show in the last 9 months. They probably never mentioned.
I know. I was
I didn't mention her
trying to be,
we dated,
keep
but...
continuity up, you know, that whole bag.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
I like continuity.
I know. I'm giving you shit more for fun and something to do. I understand that it was a good thing to bring it up and remind our listeners who she is.
Because, again, inside joke, sort of, until we just said it, and then we're good.
Then we'll let everybody in on it.
Exactly.
Right. And now it's the inside joke among our listeners and us.
Exactly.
It's still inside to our audience.
And now it's an outside joke.
Now our audience feels like they're having.
It's like a belly button going from an outie to an innie.
My belly button.
It's for everyone to see.
Mine's an innie.
Innie.
We got three innies here.
That sounds funny to me, and I don't know why.
Moving on to news.
Jesus, God.
Speaking of innies, Ellen and Portia got married. Wait, that's speaking of lesbians, not innies.
Wow, this is a dry news day. We have to report that.
Hey, I thought it was kind of big news. I like Ellen. I like Portia.
Well, I like Ellen, too. I like that girl who she's dating. I don't know who she is.
She's not dating anymore. They're married. The girl from Arrested Development.
Technically, they can go dating because sometimes when you're married, you need to go on dates.
True.
Yes.
Yes, dates are important.
True.
Smoochies, too, are also important.
In other irrelevant news, did you see that Ed McMahon was going to, like, get bankrupt? So
God,
Donald Trump
so
bought his house and is leasing it back to him?
Really? Well, I heard that he was going to help him out.
That's called.
He bought Ed's place and he's leasing it.
You're
going to
be on my show. It's going to be Celebrity Apprentice 2.
Yeah.
Ed McMahon's like, sure.
Remember how we were talking
about
remember when we were talking about the movie Kick-Ass and how McLovin's gonna play the villain and stuff?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage is gonna be in the movie as the hero's father.
Oh,
they've
wow.
actually released a bunch of other actors, I just didn't know who they were, so they've cast the hero and everybody, I just don't know who they are.
Huh.
Excuse me, that is awesome.
I thought but Nicolas Cage can't act.
I like Nicolas Cage. I don't think he's great, but
I didn't.
Okay.
You're stupid.
True. Very true.
I don't know.
Speaking of people that can't act.
John's like, I don't even know who Nicolas Cage is.
Knight Rider reboot, apparently they're attempting to get David Hasselhoff and William Daniels to come be reoccurring characters.
That is awesome.
So they can tie the two Knight Riders.
Even though I don't want to watch the new show, like, I would probably tune in for that. I would probably tune in for that because Greg Daniels, or what is his name?
I'm so not going to watch it because I didn't watch the old one. William Daniels?
William Daniels is freaking awesome.
The principal from Boy Meets World.
Exactly. 1776.
He was the voice of the car.
He's freaking awesome.
They said they bring back his car and the old
Which
Knight Rider.
They do bring up a good point, though, on it. Ain't it cool? Which is, all the shows are for GM. The Trans Am is not a GM car, is it?
Yeah, it is.
What?
Pontiac.
No, that's what they said. The Pontiac is the old one. The new one's a Ford, and they were afraid of losing their Ford sponsor or whatever. So.
Yeah, but also apparently the car can transform itself now, too, like in Transformers.
Huh.
Where, like, you know how Bumblebee was driving along, he scanned
Bumblebee
a car.
Too?
Yeah.
Bumblebee tuna. Yeah, it can scan other cars. And I was like, really? That's freaking great. You know, another reason why I don't watch the show already.
Yeah. Now, William Shatner's hosting a new show, and if I got the Biography Channel, I'd totally be watching it, called Shatner's Raw Nerve. And
it was pretty good.
Was it?
Did
he just have one person per show, or did he do all three people?
I'm lying. I don't know.
William Shatner is a new... It's a show where he talks with people.
Okay.
Like, the first guests slated to be up were Leonard Nimoy, Kelsey Grammer, and John Voight.
Okay.
And he was just going to sit and talk to them.
Did you listen to any of that album?
Yeah.
What did you think?
That was all right.
It was all right?
I
have to listen to it. I got to listen to it a couple more times.
See, the first time you listen to it, you're sort of laughing at it.
Yeah.
But then, like, you hear it again, and you hear what he's saying, you're like, oh my God. He's being serious.
I need to re-rip that from you because it was on my old computer.
And then you have Ben Folds doing all the music, which is... And Brad Paisley does that one song at the end I thought was really cool.
Yeah, I almost thought that he might have done some music on it, but...
Yeah, well, hey, Shatner always said, if I only had one friend in the music industry, it's a good friend to have. And it's like Ben Folds. I was like, damn, good friend.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The WB also...
The WB...
Warner Brothers. What does that stand for?
The Weird Butt Network.
Warner Brothers Studio apparently decided that Marvel's onto something, and now they want to do a Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Flash, and Martian Manhunter movies, and then do a Justice League movie.
Oh, they're going to reboot Superman.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're going to make it dark and green
against
Batman.
They're not necessarily going to do that. That was the one exec's idea, and that was what the article was arguing against, is the one exec at Warner Brothers said, we learned from Batman that our superheroes need to be dark and brooding, and they're like, and the article I was reading was like, no, they don't. Batman needs to be dark and brooding. You need to capture the essence of these other characters.
Yeah.
And the reason the Superman movies haven't worked so far is because nobody's captured Lex Luthor. If they can capture Lex Luthor, then they can deliver a great Superman movie.
Yeah.
See, now, I do think they need to keep the same cast they had from Superman Returns.
That would be fun.
Because I thought Brandon Routh was really good, and Kevin Spacey is Lex Luthor.
Well, Brandon Routh didn't get much chance to play Clark, though, and that disappointed me. Clark wasn't in the second half.
But it wasn't
movie.
Called Clark Kent Returns. It was called Superman
but
Returns.
But Superman is Clark Kent.
Yeah, but no one cares
in
about
Batman,
Clark Kent.
In Batman, you get to see Bruce Wayne as often as you get to see Batman more.
We did not see Bruce Wayne that often. And actually, that's the whole point in the Batman movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first movie, that's why Batman Begins was so surprising.
It wasn't called Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
The Dark.
But
Batman Begins
shows Bruce Wayne, and so they have to balance both parts.
Well, if you want all honesty, and it's what Quentin Tarantino says about Superman, Superman is Clark Kent is Superman, not Clark.
But it's
Superman
not because
Clark
he
Kent.
Was raised 20 years before he took on the Superman persona. Yes, Superman allows him to be his true abilities.
He was
who he
born
is.
Superman. He,
yeah.
he
no, he was
he did,
born. He was not born Superman.
Yes,
he
was.
His abilities as he grew older.
He always had his ability.
Not always.
Yes,
he had the strength.
Always had
okay,
the strength
yes, because you're watching Smallville and it's fucked up and stupid.
No, but even as a kid in any Superman,
I'm sorry.
He didn't have heat vision.
Someone on the board on Ian Cool News says they should make it like Smallville
they
with Lex Luthor's
Smallville's there, awesome.
No, it's not. It's
yes,
horrible.
It
does not follow the comics or essence of the show at all.
It follows the.
Oh, you almost said it doesn't matter.
Well,
you did. So you have no say in this argument. You have no say.
Yes, I do.
You know what? I'm going to make an actor's nightmare book,
okay,
but there's no geese
what?
In it at all because pandas are just equally as terrifying.
There are no pandas in my actor's nightmare books, but
they just haven't appeared yet.
Yes, we've talked about this. Anyway, no. You probably forgot that I actually said pandas. Anyway.
Oh, God.
My point is... Shut up and listen for a second.
Did they know
if he had heat vision when he was a baby, he would have burned holes in his crib. He didn't have all those problems.
Oh, God.
He always had it. He just didn't.
And he did not develop the Superman persona with the suit until he was an adult. While he was a teenager growing up, he still had to adjust to the world as Clark, even if he was hiding certain parts of his personality.
Oh, my God.
So I would argue.
Okay.
Superman can still have X-ray vision and all that stuff and fly without a suit on.
Yes.
Right, but he didn't do all that stuff until he became Superman, really. I mean, he used his super strength, but what else was he out there using?
Okay, what was his first superhuman act? And what age was it?
Well, yeah, at the beginning of when he first crash landed. Yes, I know. I saw the picture, him like holding up the thing.
I saw the picture long ago.
But he didn't develop all of his stuff.
Oh, if you're a Superman fan, for the love of Christ, please, I hope, prove Jimmy wrong. beyond what little Superman, because I don't like Superman, I just know that, dear God, help me. Help me, help me, help me.
Superman has always had
goodbaggeek@gmail.com.
Well, really, they skipped over all his childhood until Smallville came along, which is why I love Smallville. So. Moving on to
God.
News we'll not argue about so much. I don't watch any of these shows, but apparently they ended Stargate SG-1 last year.
Why didn't you watch it?
I don't know. My brother still
watches
watch
it.
Never
it's a great
around.
Show. We're going to argue about this.
Have you ever watched the Stargate shows?
I don't give a fuck.
Have you ever watched?
Neither do I.
Have you watched
the movie like when it first came
shows?
Out?
Not Stargate.
Anyway, Stargate SG-1, which was the original show, ended last year. Stargate Atlantis is going to end in January, but they're going to keep doing, like, movies.
What's the
SG
stand for, you know?
I think it's Stargate 1.
Wow.
But it's
Stargate
called,
SG-1.
I know, but Stargate 1, because the movie was Stargate.
That's stupid.
I know. That's why they call it SG instead of Stargate.
On the same kind of point, do you have DVR? You have
yes,
TiVo.
I have TiVo.
If you go through the list and like you look at a sporting event, it'll say MLB.
Wait. Go back to the point where you look at sporting events because I've never done that.
Well, no, listen. It'll list it as like MLB
yes.
baseball or NFL football. But like MLB stands for Major League Baseball. So it's
right.
Major League Baseball Baseball.
Yes.
National Football League
National
Football,
football League Football.
Yeah.
That does
or National
sort
Hockey
of
League
make sense in some... But
yeah,
the other
MLB
hand,
MLB baseball, Major League Baseball, baseball.
It still kind of makes sense. It just sounds goofy.
Yeah.
I mean, what type of baseball? Major League Baseball.
It's like the Vietnamese. They just keep doing everything.
Anyway, back to the story. Stargate Atlantis is going to end at cliffhanger. They're going to do a DVD movie because I guess they've done two SG-1 movies straight to DVD and they've sold really, really well.
Yeah.
And then starting next winter or spring, they're going to do a new Stargate TV movie called Stargate Universe. And then next summer, they're going to launch the third Stargate series, which is Stargate Universe, where they've got on this unmanned ship and it's traveling away from Earth. And they're visiting each of the Stargates in turn. And if someone's left behind, there's no way to go back for them. And I don't know. I don't watch any of it, so I don't have a clue. But it's supposed to be cool.
Did we announced last
yeah,
week
Yeah, we
that,
did talk to him in
okay.
talks, but it was confirmed that Lawrence Fishburne...
Yeah,
was
the worst kept secret in Hollywood.
Well, we announced that it was in talks. And my last news is they have done a study that Blu-ray will overtake DVDs in America, selling them 3-2 by 2012.
Also
but they also expect by 2000... The Blu-ray players will be down to $250
like
by Christmas. They'll be to $250 by Christmas. So that's lower.
Players.
No, I'm talking about the actual...
I'm sure they will. They're just saying they're going to overtake them by 2012 in sales. But they also expect to have the new machine out by 2012 that'll be like
right.
for iTunes where you download them to your drive.
Nah.
So the Blu-ray may be a very short-lived format, much shorter than DVDs or VHS. It may be there and gone in just a few years. Because they'll all be available for download like iTunes, which is where I thought it was going anyway. I just can't wait till we get to the point where all that stuff's public domain and we don't have to pay for it, you know?
Yeah.
I think we'll see that in our lifetime.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Or you pay a subscription fee to use the box.
I can see
but
that.
But you can watch everything you want.
There needs to be a major drop and like purchase it like sales on like iTunes.
Well, I think there will
be. Not
going
to be.
Yeah. Once they have that
people
box, though, there
buy.
Will because hackers will hack it. And
yeah.
Music sales have plummeted. Even with iTunes, music sales have plummeted. I think
yeah.
it'll be... It's. Videos coming right behind it.
Marvel released all their archives
oh,
from
yes,
as far back as 1940s
yeah.
that they can use well for $4.99 a month or maybe $12.99 a month. You get
right.
their entire archives for a month. That means like over almost
mm-hmm.
up to 60 years of
mm-hmm.
comic books.
Yeah.
Of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Crossovers, you name it. It's all digital.
Well, I think it'll
that,
be like a
now
service.
Now that,
like,
I could see them doing.
I think it'll be a service like cable, where you're going to pay $40 or $50 a month, but you'll have access to everything ever made, instead of selective channels. You know what I mean?
Or you'd have to actually pay the studio directly, instead of cutting around everybody. That's what Disney's trying to do.
Well, I know, but I think it'll be like cable, where they'll get the rights to everything.
There's rumor they're going to...
I mean, there'll be some things withheld that'll be holdouts, like the Beatles for iTunes were holdouts for the longest time.
Yeah.
But I think
well, that's more a copyright issue in some cases.
Right. And I think generally, though, most of it will be available pretty quickly.
Have they released the Beatles yet? I know they released John Lennon. And
they I thought they released, like, one big album or something that was a big deal.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know what? What? I'll look that up.
That's all the news there, I got.
I have some more news, but let me check that up first with the Beatles, because that is intriguing.
I thought they'd released an album, but I also thought it was going to be limited time. I don't.
They have a tribute to the Beatles, and they have all Paul McCartney's and John Lennon stuff.
Yeah.
But or unless it's a book, but it doesn't. There's no actual
Beatles.
Huh. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah,
I thought it was a limited time thing. I don't know. It could be wrong.
Yeah, they have like an album called In the Beginning, but it's really more like a Hurricane or not Hurricane. It's more like a demos and duets from like back in the Liverpool days.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's it. That sucks. Anyway.
Huh. News.
So the girl who's replaced Diane Farnell Numbers is now a full-time cast member. JD's baby mama, Elizabeth Banks, is actually heading back for 2 episodes. She got a second episode. Both of them are pretty much, they're the last 2 parts.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Foley is also coming back.
Scott Foley. Okay, I see.
Yeah, Scott Foley from Felicity.
Yes.
Fred Willard and Carrie, I think he's... Oh, they're going to be on... Fred Willard is going to be on Pushing Daisies.
Yay!
And Michelle Pfeiffer is coming to the Lipstick Jungle.
No, I'm not watching that show.
I know. It doesn't matter.
I did hear about Matthew Fox's big raise for Lost.
Yes, that was...
More.
Aren't they all going to now get paid more?
The only article I saw said Matthew Fox. I don't know if they all are. I assume so.
No news. Oh, somebody from Ugly Betty is now on The Starter Wife.
Who?
Because
I watched the miniseries The Starter Wife, but I may not watch
Coach
the
Betty?
Series.
Coach Diaz.
Who's that? Does it say the actor's name?
Siberian? No, okay, what's his name? Eddie Siberian.
I don't know.
Sabrian.
I probably won't watch The Starter Wife. The miniseries wasn't that good. But it's coming as a series this fall.
I didn't like it either. Blythe Danner will be on Medium.
Ooh, but... Aw, but Morgan canceled my season pass to Medium.
You can watch
initiate.
I know. I was trying to be good, so I let her cancel.
Mr. Friendly from Lost, he'll be on Burn Notice, and he apparently plays a badass.
Cool.
And...
Ooh, what's James Cromwell going to be in?
I think he's going to be in My Own Worst Enemy on NBC.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be a government organization type messing with Christian Slater.
Okay.
Whatever that means. So, beyond that, let me see if there's anything on...
I checked in at Cool before I came over.
Earlier
this afternoon.
Yeah, there's nothing really...
No, it was a slow news week.
It sadly was.
But I did review every single thing I said I was going to for this week, so in the review section, I had 6 reviews.
Woohoo.
I had said 5 last week. I'm going to review one other thing besides the 5 I said last week I was going to review, and that's it.
Wow. Big spender over here. Big freaking spender.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll go ahead and take a break.
Woohoo!
And we'll be right back after this.
LA Face with the Oakland Booty. Your pretty picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rumpled smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my Benz. Use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I've seen them dancing to hell with romancing. Cause she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. Tiring magazines say black butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She got a
Johnny C's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at black videos, knock me bimbos, walking my course. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the Pixel sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, 'cause them punks like to hit it and quit, and I'd rather stay and play. 'Cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, ladies, if you wanna roll in my Mercedes, then turn around and stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Toss it and they leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're bad. Well, I ain't down with that, 'cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames and the magazines. You ain't in this thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, 'cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit 'em, and I pull up quick to get with 'em. So lady, yeah, if your buddy's around, yeah, and you want a triple X throw down, yeah, dial 1-900 Johnny C and kick them nasty thoughts, baby.
Got John sing a little ditty for us today, and we're gonna
ditty. Is it doo-wah ditty?
Yeah, ditty.
Doo-wah ditty.
Doo-wah ditty. Ditty dum ditty do.
All right, this is actually.
I'm not looking at the title.
I know, this is kind of actually dedicated to Nick over there.
Oh.
Actually, it is dedicated. He had a birthday last. When was it exactly?
August 19th.
August 19th.
How old are you, sir?
Shoot, I forgot to wish my parents happy anniversary. I'm sorry.
How old are you?
I am 27.
All right. Well, this song, I hope you like it.
All right. I have no idea what he's going to play. I really don't.
Life is like a hurricane here in
awesome.
Duckburg. There's guard lizards, aeroplanes. It's a Duckburg. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales.
Bum, 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 bum.
When it seems they're heading for the final curtain, cool deduction never fails, that's for certain. The worst of messes become successes. DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales. To the danger, look behind you. There's a stranger out to find you. What to do? Just grab on to some DuckTales. Every day they're out there making DuckTales.
Tails of daring, do bad, and good luck tails. Woo! No ponytails or cottontails, no ducktails. Woo!
That was awesome, John. Oh, thank you very much.
Pat Godwin couldn't have done it better himself.
He couldn't.
Eh, he might have.
That's because we love Pat Godwin.
Indeed we do.
But that was pretty awesome. How did you know Nick liked DuckTales?
Don't you remember what you got him?
I got him a gift. I don't like Nick, though. Why would I get him a gift?
I know. It's a really cool...
Nick and I hate each other. That's why we fight on the show.
I know. We're furious. We're mad at each other. Like, right now, I'm kicking him.
Ow! Ow! My kidneys are bleeding!
Well, that was just unbelievable, wasn't it?
Very.
It was worth a shot.
Okay.
You ready for some reviews? That was pretty cool, John.
Thank you, John. That was great.
No problem.
Next week, Tailspin.
Hey, if you could do that, we should totally do that. That is awesome. I can totally do the middle part.
I'll sing a show tune every week.
Television show theme song? You gotta do Lost. You ready?
Wow. We all just make a weird sound that doesn't have any consonation of note.
You haven't watched Lost yet, have you? Because this is the part of the show where John reviews Lost. You ready?
He's like, I have not watched it. We should totally get a song.
We need a John review.
This is
awesome.
Like the Oprah. This is like the Oprah thing. It's like, I called Oprah this week and didn't call me back to be on her show.
Answer? No reply.
No reply. I miss the good days when David Letterman was not on Oprah's and Oprah didn't come on his show.
Aww.
Those were good days. Because every day they would just talk about Oprah and how she would never come on his
not
show.
It was every day.
And it was a big deal that He'd open up his little black book. He would just open up his little black book and look and he's like, today's schedule, 11:30, called Oprah, spoke with her assistant Diane or something. And he's like, no reply back. She hung up on me. Every day.
I don't think he really called her every day.
Well, we don't really know that for sure, but in terms of the show, he made a point to say it. And thus, that's pretty much his calling her every day. Because everyone watches it and tells her, hey, did you see David Letterman invite you, call you out, and you ignored him? I didn't do that. Just saying, okay.
You want to talk some reviews?
Baby, for another day, let the music play. I'm sorry. Let the bag of rock.
Down in Prairie Rock.
That's all I know of that. It's like, let the music play.
Apparently,
we have not seen any of you. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Damn, forever. Apparently, this was the second James Bond Mythbusters. There was a first one, but it was Exploding Pen. It was the Metal Mouth, who could not chew through a wire, no matter how they designed it.
Yeah.
And then they did the Odd Job's hat, and they could totally do the statues with the Odd Job's hat. It was cool. MacGyver was pretty cool because they proved that MacGyver could do a lot of what they had him do in the show. Not all of it, but a lot of it. They even spent the last 20 minutes locking the two hosts in a room, and their assistants were devious, and they designed a series of challenges that they had to do with MacGyver style without telling them what it would be ahead of time, and they could only use what was in the room.
Speaking of Letterman, they were on Letterman last night, and they talked about how they made an agreement where if they ever get scared, they don't care anymore, they're going to run. Because, you know, when the fires hit California, like, a few months ago?
Yeah,
that was because of the extreme heat. It was, like, 116 degrees or something like that out there. And they had a big metal canister. It was so hot, if you would touch it, it would give you a third-degree burn. Or first degree, whatever the first one is. And
first degree.
He said they had over 500 pounds of dynamite in there. And he said... To the other store coordinator, because they are ones, but they also have assistants that help him. And he just goes, you can pop this for me, the one with the beer. He's like, it's okay that I move this around, right? He's like, well, you can move anything you want with that. Yeah, okay. Can we just, put it in the shade while you want to do that? Okay, and then he's like, yeah, that's when we made the agreement that we're going to run if we feel necessary to.
They're pretty safe. They use a lot of safety precautions. Yeah. The MacGyver one, though, they said you could actually do all that stuff at home for the first time, Mythbusters.
You know what? They should do Mythbusters on Burn Notice.
Mm. They should.
I mean, there's no explosions or anything, but like some of the stuff they can do.
Burn House explodes a lot.
Yeah, but the stuff that he does, it doesn't cause explosions. It's more like how to hack cell phones.
There was no explosions in the MacGyver episode, so that would have worked. Really? What I was really impressed with was the last...
I thought I remember that was like the whole thing. Like, it goes MacGyver, and then like it ends with a boat exploding.
The only one they tried to do with MacGyver was they had a vial of like something that was supposed to react, but it didn't react strong enough to make an explosion, and they didn't... They kind of doctored it a little bit. That was at the beginning of the episode, though, and it wasn't really. The big challenge was they had him in a room, and they figured out real quick you had to bust the light bulbs, use the filaments to pick the lock, but it took them a whole hour to pick the lock because they got an hour to do it. Then they couldn't develop the film.
Wait a minute. Did it take place in the show? He had an hour to get out?
They had an hour in this room before that they lost. They built a special room for them.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, in the episode they were basing it off.
They did it in 52 seconds, but they decided to give them an hour. Each of the four tests they had an hour to complete.
They complete the entire test in an hour?
No, they have 4 hours, 1 hour for each test.
Well, that's not
well,
just being MacGyver.
Well, but not MacGyver either. So, the filament thing
well,
is...
Well,
no one's MacGyver.
Might...
Okay, but the second...
He might be in the room longer than 52
years. Right. That's just
well,
all
that's true.
So they did the light filament thing, but...
Otherwise, it would be a long
cast shot. They had to develop film, and they couldn't get the right combination MacGyver. Of liquids to develop the film, so they lost that one. Then the third thing they had to do is they had to get a... they had to make a compass... out of like cork and water or whatever, and that one worked well enough that they got to where they needed to go. And then the fourth one, they left them all materials to build a potato gun, like with a tent that was made with PVC pipe, and they thought they'd use the PVC pipe because they left them potatoes and stuff, because they had to signal a helicopter. But instead, they made the PVC pipe, and they took the duct tape and the tarp that was in the tent, and they made a giant kite. And they managed to get it up high enough just in time, 100 feet in the air. And so they won the challenge, but they didn't do it the way they intended to. So that was pretty cool.
MacGyver!
Or on Saturday Night Live, MacGunther!
MacGruber.
MacGruber! And then everything always blows up.
Yeah.
They never survive. Anyway, the In Plain Sight season finale was pretty freaking sweet. Oh my god! Was it freaking sweet? They took the characters I hated, the family, and made them very likable. And even the boyfriend, like, smuggled the cocaine out and did a great job. And I love that she got captured in the next to last episode, but she still had the effects of the capturing in the last episode. Like, she had bounced back to the job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they really got real with it. It was good.
It was
stuff.
A good episode. And for all those who did watch and have a theory on why... I have a theory on why Raphael was a little out of it when he went to Mary's.
Because he was high?
Well, she assumed he was drunk.
Right.
And that could be, we don't really know. That's the thing, we really don't know. But I'm under the assumption, because he's a minor league baseball player trying out for a major league. It shows at the end of the episode, not the spoiler, by the way, he takes the cocaine.
And aired a week ago.
And, well, some people still haven't watched
it
yet.
Well, they can kiss our asses. If you haven't watched it, turn it off now. Skip ahead 30 seconds.
Yes. Or maybe 2 minutes, because how long it'll take me.
30 seconds.
Okay. He puts
Nick's
it.
Quick. Nick doesn't last long.
When I talk.
Or anything. Or, I know from personal experience.
That just makes you sad and weird, Jimmy.
And
that you would
a little
have
gay.
And a little gay.
A little?
See, now it's not longer than 30 seconds, and you just totally ruined it, because they're
now.
Still talking about it. What's
now.
That? What's okay? You,
30
you,
seconds from now.
You're good with sports.
30 seconds from now.
What's that thing they wheel
the
out?
Chalker.
Is it called the chalker?
What
the thing
like
that puts the chalker?
Yes.
The thing that
sure.
makes lines. Okay. For this,
they use chalk, so.
Well,
he puts all the cocaine
in
there.
He put all the cocaine in there.
And so my theory was, because he had it in his hand, if he ever went like this or like that. Because he comes over, he's like, I rode my bike over here, Mary, to tell you that, you know, you should give your sister
a bike.
I don't? Then whose bike is that? Never
and
mind.
And then he's like, how did I get over here? And she's like, you rode your bike. What bike?
Yes.
He was totally high on cocaine. You're right.
That's
and
thing I
caught out when he got it out of the house, because Nick was like, I don't know when he got out, but when he went to baseball practice that day, he had two big bags instead of the one he normally carries, so he was totally carrying the cocaine out.
The question is, did she tell him about the cocaine?
Yes,
did
she
he...
did. She told him everything.
Okay.
His sister.
Oh, I didn't know. They didn't really show it or directly say it.
They kind of
hinted
at it.
Again, a good example of letting our audience be smart. And assume.
It was good. Real good.
I enjoyed it.
A++? At least 1+.
Sure. I didn't know we were started grading the shows
we're
like
not.
That.
I just...
Jimmy's like, A++. Is that your grade?
On John's scale of 1 to 117, what do you give it, John?
I give it about a -84.
Never saw it, so...
So, 117? Yeah. Zero?
Yes.
Oh, you suck. You don't like him.
Zero means...
I've never seen the show.
Well, you should still give a higher rating from what you've heard about it.
Because see, John, that's your opinion dumb. Apparently on this show
but
doesn't matter.
But it's on matter. A scale of 117, because we'll, we'll make up your score that matters. Ratings. Like, you know, when Nick does movie reviews, he likes to say out of 5 stars, even though that's not a real system, it's out of 4 stars.
Why
so we'll make up
five?
Systems out of 117.
Why can't it be out of 5?
Because nobody ever does it out of 5. It's out of 4.
Why?
Restaurants are out of 5. So? Hotels are out of 5. So movies are out of 4 stars.
What the hell does that matter?
I'm obsessive compulsive, and so it drives me crazy when
YouTube
I'm reviewing
YouTube videos,
and it was like 5
stars.
And so I was telling Morgan how crazy it drove me.
YouTube videos are 5 stars.
Well, that's because YouTube sucks. IMDb often does it out of 10, scale 1 to 10.
Well, then your system is retarded.
But newspaper reviews are out of 4 stars, and the reviews that they show,
is this
like on your DVR, no, any newspaper. Any newspaper.
I thought you hated the Dispatch.
I love the Dispatch. Nick hates the Dispatch.
Oh, thank you.
No, I don't hate the Dispatch. I
but
just don't like the
like
paper.
When you watch it on your TiVo and it tells
like
you how many stars it has on Movie Channel, it's up to 4.
I've thought about many times of subscribing to the electronic version of the Dispatch because I don't like I just don't like newspaper.
Right.
Which is
Nick's
funny.
You're trying to prove me wrong right now, aren't you? About
no,
the
I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't.
I think
I was looking up for more movie news or reviews or something.
Oh, okay.
I found nothing.
The Comedy Central roast of Bob Saget was this week. Did you watch that, Jonathan?
Yeah.
I forgot.
It was.
Tape it.
Not as funny as some of the others,
yeah.
But it was good.
It's
rewriting tonight.
Cloris Leachman was funny.
Cloris Leachman was awesome. She got 2 standing ovations.
Yeah.
Because she's Cloris fucking Leachman.
But it disappointed me because I had heard like Dave Collier and Jodie Sweetin and Lori Loughlin were going to be there, and they were. They were in the front row. They didn't get up and speak. The only full Haas cast member that spoke was John Stamos. He was the roastmaster.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the normal group of like David Ross and, you know, Norm MacDonald.
Jeffrey Ross.
Jeffrey Ross. Greg Giraldo.
Uh-huh.
Sarah Silverman sent in a taped thing. You know, was it Don Rickles who sent in the taped one, too?
Yeah.
That's pretty
Don
funny.
Rickles is awesome.
But, I mean, Susie Essman sent in. She was there. She was one of the roasters. Everybody kept telling her how manly she was. I mean, it was good. The Brian Posehn or whatever from the Sarah Silverman Show was one of the roasters. Norm MacDonald was really funny, I thought.
But, I heard Norm MacDonald was actually pretty bad.
No, John Lovitz bombed. And Morgan and I were excited. We were like, oh, John Lovitz, we like John Lovitz. And he got up and he was terrible. Oh my God! He didn't say one funny thing.
Wow.
John Lovitz.
Norm MacDonald
was
like
the worst.
Went up and it's like he went and found the corniest roast jokes that he could.
He kind of phoned it in, but in a Norm style.
That's
where
what
he
I,
knew
that's
his
what I
jokes
heard,
were.
Like, yeah.
He knew his jokes weren't funny, but then he always takes an extra step that makes it funny.
Yeah.
Like when it's bombing, he saves it. I think I really like Norm.
Wow.
Gilbert
yeah.
Godfrey, my recording missed.
I did mine
because
too.
It was staggered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Gilbert Godfrey was like the best part of the entire
now,
show.
Now, see, neither Morgan nor I like Gilbert Godfrey, so we didn't care, so we didn't watch it. But I'm recording it again tonight because Gilbert Godfrey is like my roommate's favorite comedian, and she wanted to see Gilbert Godfrey. So.
Okay, he's not my favorite comedian, but I respect the guy because he's pulled that shtick off for how many years? And he's not giving it up.
Yeah.
He's like Bobcat Goldthwait just finally said, "I'm not doing anything with this in my career anymore. No one cares.
Yeah.
The risk factor's gone." This is how I really talk. Gilbert Godfrey is the same way. He just does that because people pay him, and
oh, yeah.
He has an interesting voice.
Yeah.
Actually, the closest voice he has to his normal voice is his Seinfeld voice. Have you seen
really?
His Seinfeld impersonation? It is dead
really?
On. Yes, that's actually what sort of got him popular, like, back in the 80s.
Who was calling Gilbert the child molester? Like, what better way to lure children
yeah.
into a van than pull out the parrot from Aladdin?
Yeah. Yeah,
at the roast, that was
look at this, look at this. I'm so ticked off that I'm molting. I'm melting. Is it melting or molting?
Molting.
I was right.
It was good. I just finished right before I came over, and I totally forgot to bring it. Kevin Smith's Daredevil that Nick loaned me.
Did you like it?
I did. A lot of the stuff at the end I didn't get. Of course, I recognized half the people in the pews at the funeral.
Because you're dumb.
But I was sad when she died. I was very sad. I wasn't expecting that. And the spider thing was a little bit weird, but I guess it was because I didn't realize.
The spider thing?
Were. The whole Spider-Man discussion in the like last issue. I mean, I guess it was one of Spider-Man's villains that
yes.
was the villain.
He was always
a... There were some great little catches, though. Like, what was it? Catcher in the Rye or whatever he was holding.
Yes.
The book on the back, the reviews were by Scott Mosier, Brian Johnson, Jay, and it just said Jay. It said, book has too many words, man.
Did you catch the law firm that was supporting?
Yeah, this law firm was Schwabah, Mosier, and something.
Yeah.
I saw on the fence it said, happy birthday, Harley Quinn.
Yes.
Because she had just been born when he was writing it. I caught a lot of that stuff. I was looking for that stuff.
It was very good. Like, and some say that should have been the movie that should have been made, but the only problem is that...
It was really intense, but I didn't get all the backstories because I'm not that familiar with the situation.
Well, I thought they did the backstory for Mysterio pretty darn well, except for this when it came to Spider-Man stuff, because they pretty much said, like, he's going through his backstory. He's like, doctors gave me cancer because Mysterio's power was...
I did think the explanation part was a little drawn out and long. They spent, like, a whole issue just him explaining what happened.
But that was cool. Just because after the build-up, I like Mysterio.
And I did feel it was almost too much of a stretch when he said he was the fake doctor that told Karen she had AIDS, because I totally thought that when she died with her blood all over Daredevil, that would confirm that he had AIDS, and I thought that's where they were going with that.
No.
I thought, I don't know, it just... But that a little bit of the explanation kind of turned me off.
But that was the whole point, though, is because she really didn't, and that
Well, she may have, we don't know, that's what the thing was.
Yeah,
apparently they didn't because
I thought it was good. The only problem is Kevin Smith didn't know that someone was using Mysterio and Daredevil like 2 issues later, and it was the same Quentin Beck because that was the whole point. He had cancer, and this is during the Spider-Man clone stuff going on where for the past 30 years apparently the Spider-Man we've been reading is not the real Spider-Man. He's a clone, and it's really aggravating. People got pissed.
Well, I liked that Peter was with Mary Jane though because I didn't realize that, and I did get the throwback to Gwen just because of you. And he was like, I know what it's like to lose someone, and they like showed a little ghostly image of Gwen hanging by her foot.
Good.
And I'm like, I know what that is, because Nick explained it to me.
Yes, it was surprisingly very good. If you haven't get a chance...
It was overall very good. It was only that explanation. The ending, to me, I guess, just wasn't my thing. But the first 6 issues, I was on the edge of my seat, loving everything.
I enjoyed it. I have another novel here if you might want to read, but we'll talk about it later.
You sent me a Spider-Man already. I need to read that, too. Buffy number 17 I picked up today. She's still with Frey in the future. Pretty cool, but they spend the whole issue making you think Drusilla's the villain in the future, because they're talking about this hundreds-year-old crazy woman, and you get like a couple back shots, and it's a Drusilla dress, and you're like, oh my god, Drusilla's the villain in the Frey time. And then it's in the last panel, it pulls around, and it's evil, scary Willow again. So evil, scary Willow is the villain hundreds of years in the future with Frey.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't know, she's talking about how Buffy failed, and this is Buffy's chance to make it up or something. But she's working with the villain, Frey's villain, her brother. I don't know. It's really weird. I still don't know what's going on. Whatever.
All right, I've sadly gone into a bunch of comics. Like, all those
I had to bring you the Buffy paper.
On my birthday, I went out and
picked
up. He pulled them all out for me. And
I'm going to flip these real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, and the last review I have. I went out above and beyond the Call of Duty because the Venture Brothers...
That's right, baby.
Aired part one of their season finale last week. This is Saturday night as we record this. Venture Brothers airs on Sunday night, so part two technically hasn't aired yet.
But Jimmy's I went online to
Cartoon Network's website and watched it. Loved it. The whole two parts where they were trying to kill Brock Sampson. And in the end, Brock Sampson quit. And he walked out on both OIS and the Venture Brothers, so they left without a bodyguard. And he shaved his head, which sucked. The Monarch went over the top crazy, and what really killed me about the whole thing is 21 and 24 are the two henchmen that never get hurt, because they always, like, hide out from fights and stuff. While the fight was going on, they were hiding down in the Monarch's car underneath the cocoon instead of fighting like they were supposed to be. And the helper, the robot, gets into the car and starts to drive away, and he's got a bomb strapped to him. And 21 gets out, the fat one. But 24 put his seatbelt on. He's like, man, 24, why are you wearing a seatbelt? We were just sitting in the car. I don't know. And he couldn't get it off. He's the one that sounds like Seinfeld. And he couldn't get it off. And 24 blew up at the end of the episode. And his flaming head landed in 21's lap. So you know he's dead. Uh-huh. And it really makes me sad because I love how the two of them have always survived. And to kill one of them makes me sad. But next season, because they did greenlit a fourth season, I'm assuming 21 will be looking for a new henchman friend to hang out with them, which will be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And what will Brock be doing, and who will be the Venture Brothers bodyguard? I think it's going to be their assigned guild new nemesis, Captain, starts with an H, but it's not horrible.
Hammer.
No, it's not Hammer or Horrible. I don't remember, but he's pretty cool, and he's having doubts about his
Captain
life, and he's a child molester, too.
Hairpin.
They also blew up all the clones of Hank and Dean, so I thought they were going to kill Hank and Dean for real, but they didn't.
Captain Hairpin.
Ooh, you got Chuck. issues 2 and 3, where's issue 1?
No, I didn't have it.
Aww.
I didn't know it was out, so I got my...
That's okay. Did you see Galaxy Quest issue 1 was out?
What?
Apparently they're doing Galaxy Quest comic book.
Jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start up, cheapers! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!
Hey everyone, welcome out
to... I thought we were gonna do the tag first.
I don't... Oh man...